Hello, I am Thomas Wood, also known as the Pyro Juggler.
And I'm Sarah Walker, better known as Dreamy.
We are surfing the stream of consciousness. This could go anywhere.
Anywhere.
We are not committing to anything, including editing. Editing ourselves, editing you.
Editing our topic.
So sit back and enjoy. This is a lot like having an actual conversation with us.
I hope you like it.
So here's a topic that I think we can all get behind. Let's just go on a tangent for a second. Let's talk about anti-intellectualism. Thank you. Every single person
that will still be a cutoff point.
Every single person in the room responded correctly. Yes. But that's the whole point. When I hear about anti-intellectualism in any form, there's nothing that makes me want to cry more than that. Yeah. The idea that thinking is somehow a bad idea.
Well, you know, it's...
what the fuck is that?
Throughout history, it's a tool to basically train more workers.
And I get that from a top-down perspective. So, in other words, people in power telling other people not to think.
Yes.
That's one thing. But volunteer anti-intellectualism, where literally a person looks at you and says, I don't want to think.
Shows an ignorance. We had this great story when we were in Louisiana, doing the Louisiana Renaissance Fair. We went to an Applebee's. Don't go to an Applebee's in Louisiana.
Okay, don't go to an Applebee's in any state.
Any state.
And if you're in a city...
It wasn't our choice. We didn't know the area.
If you're in a city where Applebee's is the best restaurant in that city, such as Beaumont, California, leave the city.
Right.
Okay. Go to another place.
Okay, so
Beaumont's got the Red Barn.
The Red Barn, okay, we're not going to get into this, but let me just say
back
this.
Back to anti-intellectualism.
Back to anti-intellectualism.
What was I saying? Oh, yes, in Louisiana, so we go into this Applebee's. It wasn't our choice, I'm sorry. So, our waitress. Now, you know, in very common dialogue that people have, they say, oh, how are you today? They don't actually expect you to answer honestly. They
how you doing?
Dinner earlier.
By the way, tonight I messed with a guy.
Oh yeah, no, we told him all about our problems when he said, "Oh, how are you doing tonight?"
And I just
stood
it.
There and took it. But so we love to do this to people that ask these offhand questions. And so, anyways, the waitress asked, "Yeah, do you have any more questions?" And the topic of discussion at the table at the time was the golden mean. And I think that anybody, once again, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know what the golden mean is, please shut it off. Go
Wikipedia.
Go see Wikipedia.
Didn't think you were gonna need your pad and paper when listening to this podcast, did you?
What have we learned? So we're talking about the golden mean, and we're talking about its significance in nature. And we asked when the waitress asked, do you have any questions? We said, actually, what do you think is the evolutionary significance of the golden mean?
And why does it keep repeating?
What? Yeah.
And why does it keep repeating? Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, crickets from all around the state
could be heard.
You know,
it wasn't so much crickets as, well, you know, I'm supposed to go to community college, and I have this class on evolution, and I don't think I want to take it, because it might change my ideas.
Wow.
She's not exaggerating. That's exactly how it gets.
Like,
she's doing a pretty good imitation.
And then it might change my ideas. And with the undertone of, and I can't remember if she elaborated, but it was basically the other undertone in of, if she learned about science,
she would figure out that her beliefs were bullshit.
She would figure
and
not
she
only,
went in knowing this and was
right,
keeping
she
herself
would figure
ignorant.
Out that her.
So, how many of you out
wait,
there?
Wait a minute. She would figure out that her beliefs were unfounded, and that she would basically be shunned from her society.
Shunned!
And from her family, and thereby she did not want the knowledge that was available, that she is somewhat certain that she'd actually agree with, but she didn't want to know the truth because then she wouldn't fit in anymore.
If you have to be stupid to fit in, move.
Yes. I know KISS fans like this.
Fucking...
I know people that dumb themselves down in order to get people to like them.
I know a lot of women that pretend not to be as smart as their partners because they're worried that the guy will be intimidated. And this is something Thomas and I talk about. Thomas and I talk about this all the time. Is you know, there are, be sexy to me, be smart. Well, there are people who, when you're with them, you know, they encourage you to stay the same or to be less. And then there are other people who, hopefully, you'll find the right partner in your life that will encourage you to be more. And
without trying to change you, but having
just encourage you to grow. Yeah, not to be different than who you are, not to not be true to who you are, just to continue to grow as a human being by learning, by doing, by experiencing more of the aspects of life you want
to
do.
I should never have to pretend to be less so that you can feel like you are more. This is both true with men. This is true with women. This is true with
performing.
This is true with
social groups,
political groups, anything like that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, how often have you heard, and listeners, think about this, how often have you heard, and you've probably been guilty of this yourself, is...
Let's not insult the listeners.
No, I think everybody at one time, whether they were, whether they were 10 when this happened, or they did it yesterday, has heard the phrase... Oh, they've got all this stuff going for them. Oh, he's so nice. What an asshole.
Yeah, I hate them because they have...
I hate them because they have things that are superior to me.
Oh, yeah, and thus you're one of my friends.
Yeah.
I definitely can say that I've looked at people who have more and I've been jealous. And I certainly can say that I've envied people who have inborn skills that I don't have.
Right. But that doesn't make them the asshole.
Oh, no, no, jealous. No. But again, there's a difference between envy and hate. For instance, Dreamy, you're a hell of an artist. And I wish I had the inborn level of talent you have for, you know, being able to take an image in your mind and translate it to medium. Thomas, same thing. You know, you can sculpt like a maniac, and I have no skill set within that realm. But then again, you know, you guys come to me because you need technical advice and things like that, and that's where I excel. You know, but there's a difference, I think, between a healthy measure of respect and envy, where you look at that and say, I would love to have that. And when you look at somebody, you honestly look at them and say, you know, how dare you have something I want? That's really unhealthy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the entitlement thing, though.
That's the entitlement thing. It's I deserve to have what you have.
Right.
That's
what I remember, I've been collecting memes online of just really shitty advice, and it especially pertains to women. It's my "what the fuck bitches" folder on my computer, and there is this one.
By the way, everyone should have that folder on their computer. I'm going to go create one right now.
We'll put a link to it on the podcast.
Yes. Okay, so there is this one that I remember, and it was. I'm smart, I'm funny, it just wouldn't be fair if I was a size 2.
Oh.
I've seen a lot.
You've seen those?
Yeah.
You've seen those ones?
That thing of you can't be perfect or you can't be ideal.
You can't be...
You can't improve yourself on every front.
You can't have too many good... Yeah. qualities, because that would be unfair in the eyes of God.
Fortunately, most of the people I know post that stuff sarcastically.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? That's an interesting thing, because what she ignores in that statement is that she's also laced with hubris. So I was like, well, there's your problem. You know, you're not perfect, because you're arrogant like nobody's business.
Yeah, I envy just about everybody in this room on some level, but at the same time I say, well, they have these things that I really wish that I could have, but at the same time I have these things that I'm sure that they look at me sometimes.
Exactly. Awesome. Everybody has great aspects, but...
Well, the other side of that is I use envy as kind of a checklist. These are things I want to get better at. These are things I want to learn to do.
Right, but that particular meme connotates that... I shouldn't have to try to be better
than
anything else. Like, I've got this.
I've already got this covered. I've got this covered. So I'm done.
It just wouldn't be fair if I tried to get another skill. That would be unfair to everybody else.
Yeah. If I was too much better.
Yeah, so much of humanity doesn't have that bit of wisdom, because what they'll do is they don't understand why they have this emotion. Look at her and her good looks and talent. I must destroy her.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
When it but really they don't realize yeah. why.
Yeah, when well, it really should be, never well, she's talented, and maybe again, I can't have her looks.
Once
but...
again, one of our phrases that we like to throw around is, I should never have to be less so that you feel like more. Basically, I shouldn't have to conceal what makes me me to make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah. Well, I should not have you, to bring myself down to your level.
I mean, if anything, please, come, learn. You know, we're yes, completely Ben. Willing. We're not, you know, the those kind of people where, you know, we're trying... to be better, we're just being us. And if you want to come and learn from us, that is totally cool. I mean, we're totally.
I don't. I think make me sound old. I don't know what it's like for kids today, but when I was a kid, I had noticed that there's all these people encouraging you. No, be yourself, and what you are is amazing. Have all this self-esteem, but the second that you have enough self-esteem to go, oh, I'm good. I've got this. There's a million people going, you're so arrogant, you bastard. Yeah. And so
but there can be an arrogance to that. It depends how you say it.
Yeah. Right.
Saying that you're good enough is not the same as saying that you're amazing. Saying that you're the best is not the same as saying you're as good as anyone you know. You know, okay. if you're the best in your sphere of influence, that's one thing. But if you say you're the best in the world, you're an idiot. Because right, there's always someone better.
There will always be someone.
And so there is better. A difference.
Oh, wait, what if it's a measured quantitative thing?
Well, that's a question. You know, that's a real question. Because if it is a measured quantitative thing, if you, for instance, take a test and you ace the test and no one else aces the test, then you're the best in your class. But surely somebody else...
The hypothetical I meant was like, well, what if you actually hold a world record?
That world record will still eventually be broken, probably in your lifetime.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's still... And also, that world record is based on who has tried.
Yes.
It's true.
Right.
And see, that's where the arrogance comes in, is there are people in places that have never had an opportunity to attempt to do the thing you think you're the best at, that will instinctually, with right. no training, run circles around you.
That is
you
true.
Know, somewhere in Kenya...
Well, I mean, the odds are, but there is also the statistical certainty that someone is the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the odds are good, based on the 6 billion to 1,
right.
it isn't fucking you. Yeah, you would have to, in order to prove that... See, a world record, again, is a question of what's been recorded. You know, somewhere in the world, the fastest man alive... exists. The odds are very good. The fastest man alive is somewhere in a place where he's running away from a fucking cheetah or some other animal that wishes to kill him.
It's the Jericho Mile.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Those of you that don't know, the Jericho Mile was a long time ago. There was this man that was in prison that was arguably running the fastest mile on the planet, but he was in prison, so his mile times weren't counted.
Yeah, and yeah. he was... You know, there was that barrier for years where people said you couldn't run a mile in 4 minutes. This guy was probably doing it in, like, 3:20 or something. Like, ridiculously different. And no one knew.
They knew.
Well, they knew, but they didn't acknowledge.
Right. But then
because you don't want to admit that, you know, again, it's that societal, we're going to obfuscate anyone who isn't part of the norm. You know, he was a criminal, but he was also the fastest man alive. So we can't acknowledge he's a fast man alive because he's a criminal.
But now it's completely subjective as well, because you've got people that are using enhancement drugs, and there's a lot of that going around, especially in sports.
I think there should be the steroid Olympics.
I agree. I think, well...
Talk about entertainment value.
I yes. know.
Everyone.
People running a 2-minute mile while carrying a gorilla on their back.
You know, the guy who takes the javelin and throws it
a mile.
The stadium.
Yeah. you find out that he impaled someone at a shopping mall. And you're like, well.
The steroid Olympics brought to you by Pfizer.
it's tragic that he impaled somebody, but holy shit, that was 2 miles.
Yeah.
You know, fuck.
Pfizer would be for the high jump.
Right, yeah. right.
But, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, Thomas was a runner when he was a kid, and he was getting really pretty far in his competitions, and really high functioning runner, and there came a point when he was the only one of the top finishers that was not using something to performance enhance, and at that point decided to drop out because there is he was not willing to do performance enhancement, and everyone was, so there is no way to advance at that point.
Well, like one of the last races I ran, I mean, this wasn't even the one that really broke the back of it, but like, for instance, I ran a 5K in 14 minutes, 55 seconds, and a couple people that beat me were these kids that came down from the mountains in Brazil. They're in Andes, living so high that culturally they chew coca leaves to breathe.
And then run!
Right.
I have a question off topic.
Okay.
Should we add alcohol to this conversation?
We don't have a lot of alcohol in the house, but if you want to...
We brought beer down.
We put our Woot Stout, not the one we gave Thomas for his birthday present, in the fridge.
Well, by all means, feel free to grab it.
Taste the Woot.
And to partake of Woot.
It is a very geek drink to drink for during a very geek podcast.
Kind of it's very appropriate. No, yes. I agree.
One of the brewers having been Will Wheaton. I mean, come on.
Hey, Wesley Crusher, in case any of you don't know.
No,
and again, if you don't know who fucking Will Wheaton is.
Oh, God. And then Will Wheaton is listening to this, like, oh God, the Rennies are talking about me. Wait, no. Okay, don't worry, Will Wheaton, we won't talk about that.
In case Will Wheaton is listening, I tweeted you about how great this beer is, and you never said anything back.
See how you are. See how you are.
Will Wheaton.
That's my phone. Sorry, guys.
I was going to say, dear God, stop using your phone while we're podcasting.
Thomas has a rude phone. It likes to whistle at people.
It's my birthday. I was checking up on who was saying happy birthday.
Yeah. So we're back to anti-intellectualism as the topic of the moment.
Yeah. Oh.
And so here's my thing with anti-intellectualism. I almost, because I value my brain as probably the fundamentally most important part of my body, like you could cut off any of my limbs and I'd be very depressed, but I would accept it. But if I knew for a fact that my brain was no longer going to function at even close to the level it is now, I really wouldn't want to live. The idea of anti-intellectualism to me is like literally somebody is taking the most precious aspect of themselves and crapping on it. And I feel really, as close to religious as I feel about anything, I feel about that. Where, you know, I tell people all the time I'm allergic to stupid.
I start to get a weird kick.
I think one of the funniest / horrific moments I've ever seen with Dreamy and this is we went to the Subway sandwich place one day. Yeah, you know.
First of all, I fucking can't stand most teenage girls, so continue.
Right. You know. So she walks in and we sit down and there's a couple teenage girls they're being teenage girls, and you know we've all been teenagers.
Yeah,
we've all been teenage girls.
Yeah, we get our sandwich.
Yeah, we've all been teenage girls. At least I've tried. Yeah. No.
So we get our sandwiches, and I stop and notice Thomas had chosen the seat right near the teenage girls. I mean,
there was a small enough shop that there wasn't a lot of seats.
Yeah, like, God. I mean, there were at least one table over that I would have preferred to be away from. But anyway.
So yeah, she actually says.
No, the teenage girls are talking amongst themselves. I think school had just gotten out or something.
Right. And one of them says to the other, "Wait, you're an atheist?" "Well, yes." "Funny. Wait, you don't look like you're from Athea."
No.
Once again, yes. My head exploded.
Okay, hold on. I really, at the core of my being, need to know that was a joke. No. Not that you're telling, that they were telling. Like, they were...
No.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
You think they were serious, though.
They sounded very serious.
Just the belief that they were serious is disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, seriously. You don't look like you're from Athea.
What's the dumbest thing you have ever heard?
Wow.
I mean, that is a low audience.
Is that a legit
audience?
Jesus Christ.
Right in.
Yeah, no, seriously. Talk about the comment. Okay, so we should shut off this recording pretty quick because we're going to have way too much material to focus on. But yeah, seriously, if there's going to be a discussion thread attached to this one, let's let it be, what is the stupidest thing you ever heard? And we'll use that as the fodder for the next go around.
Yeah.
Because that's... Amazing. Yeah, Dreamy just had a sip of Woot beer and apparently has turned her sideways.
It is quite strong.
No. No,
I am not a fan of beer.
I just did try it.
Oh, you did? Wow. I just missed it.
It is delicious.
It is delicious.
But it is potent.
Happy.
Yes, it is
but
very
this
happy.
Is, this
it is
very
alcoholic.
This is the kind of beer you can shoot.
It's German, almost.
It's, yeah.
I'm That's, sorry. It's not
I've
you.
I don't know if beer. I don't know if you can disinfect a wound with this, but I would be willing to try.
I'm sure it's
Germany.
A very great beer, but
this
I
would leave
not
those beers crying
beer.
In shame.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
So, guys, right. if you oh. haven't if you haven't tried it, what's the name of the beer?
Stone Farking Wheat and Wheat Stout.
Stone Breweries Farking Wheat and Woot Stout.
Wheaten.
Wheaten, as in Will.
Wheaten
Woot Stone Stout.
Farking yeah. Wheaten
I
Woot
have
Stout.
Never found a beer that I enjoyed. I am sure it is a fantastic beer.
All right,
it's
so,
okay. We'll drink your share.
Yeah, you can drink it.
This podcast will hopefully
I'm sure it will disappear.
This podcast will hopefully someday be
there you go, claiming.
Be produced by Stone Breweries.
Long distance clinking.
I will offer up the toast as Thomas will approve of. De tenen ni amoya. Which, as any of you who are fans of Thomas will know, means the child is not mine. And on that note, we should sign off. Thank you for listening to us ramble. And we will be doing another one of these recordings hopefully very soon. Again, my name is Jason.
And Dreamy.
I'm Thomas. Thomas Wood.
I'm Ellie.
Nicole.
And Alex.
And this is us signing off. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on Surfing the Stream of Consciousness. If you enjoyed our podcast, please refer to the donation button on your right-hand side. Music provided by Kevin MacLeod of IncompeteTech.com.